Good day, Bermuda. This is your Inter-Island Communications News Brief brought to you by Bermuda Healthcare Services and the Brown Darrow Clinic. And I'm Maya Palacio. A second man has been arrested in connection with the firearm incident that occurred on Saturday, August 24th, in response to the police shooting. A Southampton resident was also searched by police officers and further items were seized. Detective Superintendent Sharon Joseph, the senior investigating officer for Operation Athelstan, stated, "The continued support from the community has been crucial in this investigation. I continue to appeal to persons living in the area of Random Lane, Lusher Hill, Spice Hill, Pyramids Hill, Camp Hill, Horseshoe Road, Scenic Heights, South Avenue, and Riviera Road to contact us should you recall any suspicious activity taking place between 10 p.m. on Friday, August the 23rd, and 4 a.m. on Saturday, August the 24th. Please check your CCTV cameras for anyone who seems out of place, whether walking or on a motorcycle within that time frame. No matter how insignificant you may believe the sighting to be, please contact us." You can contact Detective Superintendent Sharon Joseph on 441-717-2158. You could also call 211 or share the information with the officer that you know. Meanwhile, there is a special episode on Bermuda CCTV footage witnessing the canine dogs in action as they demonstrate their skills in searching for illegal substances and tracking suspects. Here is some audio clips of the video that is on the Bermuda Government YouTube channel.
The process of becoming a police canine handler is rigorous and involves extensive training for both the handler and the dog.
Today we're doing some obedience, just to give you an idea of what the canines can do. Some of the things we're doing today will be the off command, the sit command, and the still command. Try to get him to stop barking when I tell him to. All of these things are basic.
During the filming of this feature, we observed how the canine officers used their exceptional sense of smell to detect drugs, ammunition, and firearms. During a tracking exercise, Police Sergeant Sinks hid drugs and ammunition in different locations within a training area for the canine officers. Canine officers Clur and Roney were then told to track the area.
And in your sports-related news, looking into the Paralympic Games, four-time Paralympian Jessica Lewis expressed pride in her performance after finishing fifth in the women's T53 100-meter final. The Paralympian clocked a time of 16.83 seconds, competing in lane 8 at the time. She was just shy of 0.7 seconds off her season's best. And that's your Inter-Island Communications News Brief. It's brought to you by Bermuda Healthcare Services and the Brown Darrow Clinic. I'm Maya Palacio. Please drive safely, Bermuda.